Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 4th, 2022. 10:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Southland County YMCA. We have Tracy and Heather joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now in studio, a couple of our favorite people. We have Sally Kistner from the Arts Council. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Eric Britnager from the Performing Arts Center. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We'll catch up with you guys in a moment because we want to talk about the great show coming to our area, the Linda Ronson Experience. And because you guys are so good at this, we could talk for a half an hour and have a great conversation. But we also could talk with Ethan, who is the drummer for the Linda Ronson Experience. And, you know, maybe get a little bit from him, too, as well. That seems like a good idea. All right.
You bet.
Ethan, good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's excellent to be talking with you this morning.
I was looking forward to this.
The band is looking forward to coming to Wisconsin again. We've been a few times, and people in the Midwest seem to really love Linda Ronstadt, which means we seem to love people in the Midwest.
it's a mutually beneficial thing right there, and it really is.
Yes, oh yes.
Ethan, yes. If you don't mind, I just got a couple of quick questions for you. We don't want to keep you too long. I know how busy you might be, and you're a musician, so I've got you up way early. I feel like I've got you up way early for a musician. I've got
I'm on East Coast time, so I'm right ahead of you, so it's not too bad.
But yeah, they're good to hear.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Ethan, why drums?
Oh, why drums? I think for drummers, it's a primal thing.
Mm.
And, you know, some people say, like, do you just like hitting things? And other people say, do you just like loud noise? And I think the answer is probably yes to both.
Hmm.
I've been playing since I was 9, so for 17 years now. Hmm. And I can't imagine doing anything else.
Right on.
So, yeah.
And I apologize, Ethan. I meant to give your whole name. I'm talking to him like I've known him for years or something. Ethan, your last name's Leff?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I pronounce it right. Ethan Leff. Ethan has got such a wonderful backstory and a lot of great. This man knows what he's talking about, knows the drums very well. And Ethan, I was doing a little digging and I noticed you've been doing this a long time. But what was it about being a part of the Linda Ronson Experience that you wanted to be a part of this? Are you a big fan of Linda's work? Is it just something that kind of you fell into place?
So for me, I play the drums as I hear the drums on records.
Mm.
And when I was offered a gig, when I was offered the Linda Ronstadt Experience gig, it was a chance for me to climb into the skin of drummers like Russ Kunkel and producers like Peter Asher.
Mm.
And that was very appealing to me as it differs from most, you know, maybe cover band gigs, although this isn't really a cover band, this is a tribute band, and they differ because, you know, a tribute band only plays one artist. Cover band might play a multitude of artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the music of the 70s, 80s, and I'm a big fan of the Eagles. And fun fact for all you people that don't know, Don Henley and Glenn Frey decided to create the Eagles while playing in Linda Ronstadt's band.
It's just one of my favorite it's so cool. That's
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I remember getting the set list, and I think for people who are a little older than me, they probably knew all the songs, but to me, it was like experiencing something brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I did 2 gigs almost as like a trial run, if you will, and those gigs were at this festival called Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, at this venue called Steel Stacks. And I think once you play with a band like this and you work with a singer like Tristan McIntosh, there's no going back.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I think of it like this because I'm in the band, but other people have commented that this is a very rare musical experience. And I am very blessed to experience it every night from the cockpit, but I'm also very blessed to bring it to our audiences.
Yeah, the thing they don't talk about with drummers nearly enough is sometimes you guys got the best seat in the house. You know, you guys got a really good spot for these kind of performances and everything. And you are so right about Tristan.
Yeah, I'll start with this. I completely agree about the best seat in the house. I mean, there's nowhere else that's cooler to see a concert from than looking at all the people's faces, you know. Or yeah. In our case, sometimes our folks like to get up and dance, and that's always fun to watch, but it's always fun to be right in the middle of it all. And, to your second point, I mean, Tristan is one in a lot. She's incredible, and she does unbelievably well climbing into the skin of Linda Ronstadt.
She, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about Tristan in a moment here with Sally and Eric, and after we play some of their, just a snippet of their the experience for you here. But, Ethan, I wanted to take a second to talk about the rest of the band, because there are no weak links in this band. Every one of you guys come from good stock, have great background, really know what you're doing with these things. Can we touch on just some of the other members of the band real quick?
Absolutely. So, if you're looking at the stage to your right, when you're looking at me, is our bass player, Paul Boyne. Paul's done a number of tributes. He's actually the founding member of the Linda Ronstadt Experience. And Paul has done tributes to artists like Johnny Cash. And he's kind of been working in this 60s and 70s rock tribute scene for a while. Mm. And we love having him. To his right is Chris Tarrow on steel, and we are relatively new to working with Chris. However, he has fit in very well. Chris hails from Maplewood, New Jersey, which is a little far away from us, but we love having him. And to your left, if you're looking at me, you'll see Brad Goff playing keys and guitar. Brad is one of these freak of nature musicians who could basically play anything you put in his hands if you give him about an hour. Well, one day we're going to test this theory.
Yeah. I was just
like
thinking
that. Band music store with harps and all these like hammer dulcimers that we're going to put a clock on. Brad actually has a Spotify playlisted single. And if you're interested in that, you could put his name, Brad Goff, into Spotify and it'll come up. The name of the song is totally escaping me right now, as it's a little early as James.
Yeah.
and on guitar is Curtis Killian. Curtis hails from Massachusetts, and we love having him. His claim to fame right now for us is that he works with very young children. He provides music services at preschools and such, and he has the greatest stories about playing for people that they have no shame because they're 4 years old, and we love that.
Yeah. It's just one of the best things.
Finally,
about
directly in front of me, generally blocking me from being seen, is Tristan McIntosh, who is on season 15 of American Idol, and she hails from Nashville, Tennessee, and like I said earlier, the voice of one in a million, and an unbelievable front woman.
You ain't kidding. And we're going to let the audience hear a sample of that in a moment here. Ethan, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. We can't wait to welcome you and the rest of the experience to town here.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much, James.
You take care. Talk soon.
You too.
Bye-bye. Ethan Leff, drummer for the Linda Ronstadt Experience, joining us here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. That was fun. That was a nice conversation. Man, I can talk to him all day. It was a really good conversation. Thank you so much for setting that up, Sally. Appreciate it. And as we're talking about this, Sally, I just, if you guys don't mind, I just want to play a little sample of the Linda Ronstadt Experience for the audience and let them get a little take of this here. And if you're just listening, like, not only is it hard to tell any difference between her and Linda Ronstadt, but once you see her out there performing, I mean, Ethan was telling you, she really does get in the skin and the essence of Linda Ronstadt. I've seen a bit of Linda's performances over the years and her live work, and she's I don't think that it's talked about enough with the Linda Ronstadt that she's a good MC. She's a great, like, talker, a great, like, kind of sing. And Tristan does a very similar thing. You could tell that she's done her homework on this. It's not just the songs that she knows. She knows Linda pretty well.
Right. And there is a similarity in how she looks as well. So you can totally get into it.
It's a fun band. And it's one of those things, too. You know, again, something Ethan was touching on there. Not uncommon for people to want to get up and dance a little bit when this music's playing, because they do all the hits, Sally.
Yep.
Every one of them. And just real quickly, what was it about you when you saw this band? They're like, oh, we got to get them here. We need to get these people here.
They actually came highly recommended. They performed last year at Adams Friendship at the Performing Arts Center. Mm. And Tom from there, I'm friends with him through our Wisconsin Presenters Network, and he had recommended them highly. He said they are so nice to work with. They're just down-to-earth people, and that she is sweet and humble and was so well-received by the audience, and that's what we're looking for. So.
And it fits our area up here perfectly. It's also music that we know that people are digging this area, certainly. It's that part works as well. Right. So you got all these different things going on. And let's go ahead and get into some of the details of the show, where people can catch this concert and how much it'll cost and all those fun things.
You bet. The show is next week, Thursday, the 13th, at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. And the tickets are $30 for adults and $10 for students. And you can get them through the Arts Council 24/7 at savorthearts.org, or give us a call during our office hours, which would be Monday through Thursday from 10 to 2:30. Give me a chance to get back to the office before you call me, though.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The number is 715-424-2787, or we're located at 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
And you get those tickets and be listening to the station here throughout the week. We're going to have a pair of tickets to give away, thanks to Sally. Thank you again for always doing
You're
that.
Welcome.
Appreciate it. Eric, when it comes to a show like this, do you do any kind of talking with their team before they get here or anything like that, kind of coordinating stuff?
Yeah, so we get a tech writer when we sign the contract, and I have yet to be in contact with the band for next week. But, you know, basically what they provided me last year is kind of what we go off of, and then, you know, we just check in a week or two before the show and just, you know, tie up any loose ends. But this is one of the shows that the essence is on the music itself. They kind of give us the creative latitude to do whatever we want with lights. They're, you know, basically just like keep them in the light. You know, don't make sure there's lights on the stage. But honestly, you know, this is all about the music. And so, you know, that's really what our focus is on the audio in particular. And then, you know, we fill in with the creative lighting, you know, as we have it. And so we're looking forward to that. You know, we rent in the PA and things like that. So, you know, between the kids and myself, we're going to be handling this show for the Arts Council. And it's always a good time and good experience for them to be able to work with these professionals and see what it's like, you know, they don't see what it's like to be on the road, but they get to see what it's like for professionals to come into a venue and put up a show and to run the show and do all the technical aspects and then see them out the door. And that's a great experience. And the truth is that there's a lot of work in this industry right now. After the pandemic, there's a lot of people gearing back up, getting back into things. There's a lot of people who have either retired or left the business entirely. And so young individuals who are interested in this type of work can find work, maybe even not even having to go to school to do it, you know, just getting out and kind of cutting their teeth and, you know, just getting out there into the real world. And, you know, oftentimes performance and traveling around is maybe a young person's game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, but oftentimes it is. And so this is a great way for, you know, students to get out and get real world experience running shows, running productions and seeing the world.
I often think about, well, this is going to be so much fun for Eric, or oh, he's going to enjoy the creative, you know, license that he has with this act, or something like that. Before we get to these interviews and everything, and then the next thing that pops in my head is, well, it's not just Eric; it's these kids. I mean, how many times in life are they going to have an experience, an opportunity for an experience like this with any of these artists, with anybody that comes to this area that they are able to kind of pick up on these things and having these experiences?
And some get a lot of experience. You know, some kids, like Bob Kaiser used to say, he was my predecessor, him and Ted Moskonis, but Bob would say some of these kids get bit by the bug and they're here all the time. And other kids you couldn't force into the space. And that's just the way it is. But the kids that you know, take advantage of this are really seeing great things. And, you know, one in particular, his name's Gunner. He really has just taken this, you know, it's kind of like his second life and his second home. And he's helped me out in other shows in the community before, you know, other than shows here at the PAC. This is what he's into, and he's probably going to go into it in the future, and he's going to be really good at it. And what better way to get the fundamental experience than right now? You know, and to have 20, 30, 40 shows under your belt by the time you graduate is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And those numbers just grow exponentially if you're in the business, because they just keep growing year after year after year. And he's picked up photography gigs. He's picked up videography gigs. Nice. And, you know, there's this constant convergence between, you know, audiovisual, you know, videography, IT. And if you know how to do some of these things, there's potential out there for students and adults alike.
I'm really joyed that this came up. It's actually something that we've been talking about for about a year or two with a lot of our actors, where we're encouraging them, don't just be an actor. Be a Swiss Army knife. You know, you learn some tech stuff, learn this stuff and everything. You're going to be that much more useful. You'll find that much more opportunity to find work. You're already in the entertainment field. Some of these people you already know. So maybe tour with a band, or maybe, you know, show up at a art center or something like that where you can help out and learn some tech things. And before you know it, you make connections. You start to get to know more people in industries. It's a different day. Now, the way things are going, and that's an industry, as Eric was telling you, that is just looking for young people, just certainly could use an influx of that. And here's an opportunity.
Young creative people with good ideas and interesting perspectives. And yeah, there's opportunity out there, and there's countless stories of people who didn't take the lead role or didn't get the lead role. They were not cast, but it was like, oh, you know something about lights? Gee, our lighting designer, you know, just had to duck out for a better paying gig or whatever. And next thing you know, they're working on, you know, the Broadway, you know, title Matilda or Wicked or something like that, working for Disney. And, you know, these things happen all the time. And so if you have the technical aptitude, Yes, you will find work, because for every one person on the stage, there's usually between 3 to 5 people backstage in some capacity, whether that's working on the show or in, you know, entertainment, lawyers, attorneys, things of that nature. There's all kinds of things.
Well said, and very true. And Sally, this is part of why we love to champion the Arts Council. It's one thing if you brought the Linda Ronstadt Experience to town here and they perform and it's all well, and that's great. That'd be great just at itself. But these things that Eric is talking about, the other things that you and I have talked about before, when there's an act that is able to meet with the kids afterwards and have these workshops or any of these things, it's above and beyond. It's not just bringing these acts to town. It's bringing the arts to town. It's giving kids who love the arts an opportunity to see these things, learn from people, and if anything, to just be able to see that, hey, this is the world. You know, we may not see this all the time, but every once in a while this comes to our area and you get to experience this stuff.
Right.
Can we tell people a little bit more about the show, what the people will be taking in with the Linda Ronstadt Experience?
Well, anybody who knows Linda Ronstadt's music will know Desperado, Heat Wave, Tracks of My Tears, Ooh Baby Baby, I'm looking forward to that one, and Hurt So Bad, just all kinds of music of Linda Ronstadt's. And sadly, she can't perform anymore due to Parkinson's, and that's been going on since about 2017. The band came together in 2018, so they haven't been together all that long, but it was like pure magic when they came together.
In articles I've seen her talk about this particular this particular tribute band, this particular experience and everything, and she's floored by this stuff and very happy about it. And,
exactly.
And I'm happy for her that she's happy. Like, she's earned that, you know?
Right.
I can't imagine what it must be like for a performer that's been doing it that long and then have that taken away from you. Like,
right.
It couldn't make me get all uncomfortable just even thinking about it and stuff.
Exactly.
So for her to be able to experience this, it means as much to her as it does her fan base in a lot of ways, just from what I've read from her and what it seems like, that she's very happy about that part of it. And good for her. That's cool, too. That all comes together, and then we as an audience, we get spoiled because we get to still experience Linda Ronstetten, maybe not seeing her verbatim, but you're getting darn close here, man. I mean, as close as you're gonna get outside of a hologram of Linda Ronstetten. It's so darn good. Tristan is incredibly talented and very good with her, not just interacting with the audience but with her fellow bandmates,
right?
It's one of those things that's so contagious about music, about entertainment. You see them on stage laughing, having fun. Good luck trying not to laugh and dance during this show. Like, it's almost nearly impossible that you won't be.
Right.
It's such a fun experience when it comes to all that. And then you add on to those other things with Linda's career and what's happened with that. It makes this whole experience mean that much more.
Right.
So, Sally, when it comes to the details about this one again, can we go over those one more time for the audience?
You bet. October 13th, it's a Thursday evening at 7:30. Tickets are $30 for adults, $10 for students, and you can purchase them through the Arts Council, savertheArts.org, 715-424-2787, or visit us at 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. I'd also like to thank the show sponsors. We have three sponsors for this performance. Hartle Monuments has been a sponsor for several years, and they are one of the sponsors here. And we have two new sponsors this year we'd like to recognize, Team Cheryl Companies and Tammy's Furniture and Mattress Gallery. So
nice.
Thank you for them.
Wonderful. All of them. All of them wonderful people helping bring the arts here, keep these things going. I do want to just real quickly let the audience know that, of course, got a whole season of great shows coming to the Performing Arts Center, thanks to the Arts Council. The next up in November, you'll have The Magic of Bill Blagg. We'll talk more about that when we get together next month and everything. But just to let everybody know that one's coming up, and that is exciting. That is a really fun one, too. There is a lot to take in there, a lot to take in with all these shows. More and more great acts coming out throughout the whole end to the end of the year and into the next year. You can find out about more of these at savertheArts.com. That's savertheArts.com. Be sure to go there, not only to get your tickets, but support the arts in here in Wood County and here in Wisconsin Rapids specifically. Guys, I think we covered everything. I think so. Okay.
Think so.
Thank you both so much for being here today. You know how much I love talking to both of you. And a big shout out to Ethan for joining us as well. That was really fun. That was a nice conversation. Good guy. Got to get him back. We'll have to get him on the air again sometime. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
We're going to take a break right here. We'll come back and we'll catch up with our friends from the Southwood County YMCA on Morning Magazine here at WFHR.